You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24. I'm Daniel Giacopelli. This week, we tell the tale of a passion project born out of the Greek economic crisis. Chris Kontos is an Athens-based photographer and DJ and an all-around man about town, who back in 2013 focused his creative efforts with a friend to launch a print magazine, which he called Kennedy. Filled with gorgeous photo essays and profiles and other bits and bobs that have caught Chris's eye during his travels, he calls Kennedy a biannual journal of curiosities. Today on Eureka, Chris shares why and how Kennedy came to be.
I was a photographer since I finished university, so that was my job for years, and it was quite good. It paid well. It was secure. Although I was freelancing, I had like a contract with a couple of companies, so it was really safe. It gave me the chance to have a lifestyle that was really kind of good standards for Greece. And I realized around 2012, although it was one of the most ludicrous like vacations I had in my lifetime ever, spending a lot of money that summer, I kind of felt it was the last days of fun, because I was getting signals from people I was working with that after the autumn of 2012, it's all gonna stop. And it actually happened. I got like a few meetings with directors from magazines we were working with, and they were like, "Chris, it's over, the magazine is over, we're all getting fired." So I had a couple of three or four news like that, and I ended up being without any work at all, actually. So I spent a year living on my bank savings, which was really tough. I was trying to figure out what's going on with my life. It was really difficult. It was a really depressive time. I was thinking hard about what's the next step. So I started having like this idea of doing something on my own for a change. So I talked with my best friend, Angelo, who was a graphic designer. And I told him, you know, dude, work looks really bad. Maybe it's time to start something. I mean, when you go really low, this is the best time to be creative and do something nice. So we kind of started working around the idea of making a magazine. Not sure where we were going, but we had an idea about the layout, maybe a few people that would be in the first issue. But I wasn't planning on getting any money from this, actually. And we didn't have any money actually to make it, you know, that was another problem. But we found this friend that had a printing facility, like an old friend that we hadn't talked for years. And Angelo was like, "Oh, maybe I should call this guy, you know, he might help us out." So we made a few meetings with him. And I mean, the guy had kind of really solid questions like, "Okay, where are you going to sell this thing? Okay, let's say you make it. Where are you going to sell this thing?" So I kind of reassured him. And he offered to help us out with the printing. And I think it was October 2012 that we did the first interview for Kennedy with Whit Stillman, the American director. And it all started from there. That was the beginning. It was massive. I was only sending PDFs to people and they were raving about it, honestly, and we had orders from shops that we could never like even imagine being at from the first issue, like Tate Modern bookstore or Saturdays in New York or in Japan. Like it was really amazing getting this kind of reaction. So I was more than excited having a product that's not even out yet and having this kind of feedback. After the release of the first issue, which was a really triumphant moment for us, we just wanted to celebrate. It was a good time. And one night of those celebrations, my friend Angelo was killed in an accident going back home. And that was a huge blow, as you can imagine. And I mean, it took me a lot of time to get back on my feet. I had a lot of thoughts about stopping the magazine. Not because of feeling any fear about the future, but mostly about I was feeling depressed. I didn't want to do anything. So I just got my shit together and I said, okay, I'm doing the second issue. But this took some time, so the second issue came only a year after the first one instead of 6 months, it was a bit difficult to find the pace again. Because Angelo was also my partner and also my best friend, so I kind of missed my everyday kind of companion and inspiration as well. We just wanted to show people to the world that might be famous for us, but not famous for the mainstream in a way. Like Whit Stillman, for example, he has only made 3 or 4 movies in his career. And for us, he's an amazing director, but some people didn't even know him. I was like, oh, we're doing Whit Stillman. I was excited about it. And they were like, who's that guy, you know? Or Andrew Weatherall, we had him in the first issue. Or Olaf Browning, an amazing Swiss artist, which again, people didn't know. So what I wanted to do is like make honest conversations with people we admire and kind of go back to the ethics of journalism in a way, to making a magazine which is ethical and sincere about its purpose somehow. And it's not trying to achieve anything, it's just a journal of honest conversations. You know, it's funny, in the new foreword of the new issue, I make this statement which says I'm gonna stop at issue 10. Which is not a real statement. Maybe it might be a false statement, but sometimes I'm thinking, okay, maybe it was a project, it served its purpose, okay, goodbye now. I'm a person who gets bored really easily, to be honest, and I always need to be stimulated. So I think I owe it to myself to keep on. That's the feeling I get. So maybe that 10-issue statement was not really a real statement, but I think people like Kennedy. I'm really excited about the fact that people like it, and they would be, oh, Chris, don't stop, you know? Like, for example, I have a few friends in Athens that come to this bar I DJ from time to time, and I always want to stop from there because I'm bored. And they were like, oh, Chris, don't stop because we'll use our Friday drink, you know, if you stop playing at this bar. So maybe it's the kind of same feeling in a way. But the thing is, every time I make a new issue, I'm really excited about Kennedy, and I want to keep on. So we'll see how it goes.
Chris Kontos, founder and editor-in-chief of Kennedy Magazine. Eureka's back again next Friday. And before then, tune into The Entrepreneurs on Wednesday. This episode was edited by Toby Hammond, and I'm Daniel Giacopelli. Thanks for listening.